5th, 1981, Gimel Tammuz, Shana Tav Shin Mem Aleph, Tor, Hilchos Treifos, beginning Siman Kaf Tes, Bedika Haria B'Shar HaTreifos.
Now starts in Kaf Tes. See, we go so back up, but so the Treifos is a chayim. מכאן עזור מטריף הוא סתם טריף היי משתור פערי בחיי צדי הוא בעיב שדיר איסא בעיב הדיר אבל הוא איזה is the same kind of drusa whether it's, it was torn by beast or it was torn by bird of prey in other birds כגנעני צחיי צדי ולחוק ועל ועל כל חוך ועירה ומטריפו מייסו. So when the Torah says "Gosav Asodet Treifos Achir," the Torah does not mean a behemoth that was torn to such an extent that by the beast was torn by the beast to such an extent that it's dead. Then it's nireva. Dimkin harul nireva, the marul nireva sheimis al deachir, mishem nisamatz. Ela mayra sheimitri for vaday lo yimetz. In other words, vaday lo yimetz. In other words, so the Torah mentions mamish loshna Rambam. That the definition of treifo is a behemoth that was torn by a beast to such an extent that it's made lumps by the ram. V'yev shaleima dimitreifo ba'almo shehukso mako kol shehuti aso. Maybe when the Torah says u'boso basone treifo isachiru, the Torah is reference to a behemoth that was just attacked by a beast, but it's not made lumps. So he says that's impossible. Why? Because the Torah says shlichelis. Al ma'ir binyan shlichelu dichelis. Ve'iru yo'elo elu mikele u'bol ashmeinu. Kidu shenitru po binyan shlichelu dichelis. Apilu in kidu. So again emphasize. Kidu shenitru po binyan shlichelu dichelis. Apilu in kidu b'shoch da'aso. Kidu shel damu, dimitri po achen yechil yichiz, asur, in kei ho adini miralo ma'atz mochil, shen yechil yichiz menu, shi asur. Reheir adi gabu nideyo, in chilu bineiso ma'atz mo, o imeiso al di acher kach, in chilu bitrei po benitri po kach, o imeiso al di acher, kach in chilu bitrei po benitri po al di acher, o bitrei po ma'atz mo al di chil, shen yichol, עניין היא טריפו וזהו ששומינו כל שיקומיו חיו טריפו. So I mean the Torah says the same thing about Rambam, that the tradition we call Gosav Asodet Treifos Isachiru implies that if any behemoth was torn by beast to such an extent that it's made a lomus, or it is overtaken by a certain disease that it's made a lomus, and it means it's incurable. Nothing can be done. Not incurable because lack of doctor's knowledge. Incurable objectively. Objectively. So then it is a prayer. Then it is a prayer. So in other words, as the Nitziv explains this Rambam. So in other words, the Torah is also like the Rambam. The Torah is also like the Rambam. That there is a prayer that is based upon it alone. And that rape of Nicolomus implies that there is no cure, there is no therapy. And if, let's say, without therapy, it would be Nicolomus, but with therapy, it will not be Nicolomus, then it cannot become a rape on the basis of Nicolomus. But it still could become a rape on the basis of the law of Lomachim Sinai. So even though there is a Mormon Dova says in the Pasman Manotrev in Ahayo, so that in Ahayo is only in a statistical, it's only a semen, a statistical fact, not the essential fact. So there are two categories of faith. And then he says, you see, V'yesh, and look how in how the two, he says, first he mentions Kochin Kameo Ahayo Treifo, where the in Ahayo is the essential fact, and the basis, the foundation for the Isa Taiva. Then he says, Yeish, Mimi Chaloyim, Shalom Chalomeshim Sinai, She needs the Bobem, Nifishin Yechilo Lichis Mem. Now, but here, as Mitzip says, it's only a trade because our local nation is Sinai. So why does he say, Lifishe Yechilo Lichis
Mem?
Here, it's only a statistical fact, so it's mashma from the Russian of the two, and we said that in the Rashba also, when we learned the Gemara, that it's not completely a irrelevant fact. It's not the essential fact. If a certain treifa comes within the treifas of Aloha Lomishim Sinai, that's a mikvah reya, so then the Ein Chayo is not the essential fact. In other words, even if it would be Nishtanatera, and even, let's say, if with therapy, so it would be able to live. Whatever the reason is, it will still be a treifa. And the Rashba says, that treif in a chayo only applies to chaseo, not to kol yesak and other one. So let's say, if a behemo has three hind legs instead of two hind legs, so it's also a treif. But that kind of a behemo can live a normal span of life, still it is a treif. Why? Because kol yesak and other one. But if the noto would be based upon the fact that it cannot live, but by yes, and it can live, why should it be a treifa? So we see that even according to the Rashba, the Ein Chayo is not the essential fact, but it's not completely irrelevant. In other words, in order to be a treifa on the basis of Aloha Mesh Sinai, so the Aloha Mesh Sinai itself is descriptive of the substantial chisor. In other words, that all kinds of mistakes. Somebody, let's say, will cut off a piece of flesh, of skin, from the baby. So it certainly could not be considered a treifa. Of course, it's not included in the Aloha Mishim Sinai. But the Aloha Mishim Sinai is also descriptive of a substantial chisor. So in other words, if it is the kind of remarkable that even without therapy, it can live a normal span of life, that's not considered a substantial chisor. That's why we have a certain Gemaras that mention, I mean, that this is not a treifa. Why? Because it can live. But it has nothing to do with being able to live or not being able to live. The answer is, it is a sinai, but it's not a completely irrelevant sinai. In other words, the fact that it cannot live, even if it cannot live only without therapy being administered, shows that this chisorein is a substantial chisor. But, so that's why the Torah says, V'yeisho, mine chaloyim shaloh chomish in Sinai, shinitru haben, lifishin yechei olich yismen. So it could be yechei olich yismen without therapy. And it could be, some of them could be that it's Mishtanatera too. But since at the time of Matan Torah, so a certain Makir without therapy was fatal. So the male that constituted that Makir into a substantial Hisson. So the two mentions the Ein Chayo in regard to the treifas of Aloha Mishim Sinai. Because two, the treifas of Aloha Mishim Sinai are treifas because the Aloha Mishim Sinai declares them as treifa. But Aloha Mishim Sinai itself is descriptive of a substantial chisor. In other words, let's say, suppose a behemoth has a functional defect, not an organic defect, not in the chisor, but just a functional defect. The metabolism doesn't work properly. For some reason. But there is no chisorein. There is no organic defect. So then, it's not treifa. That's misogenesis. That's the criterion whereby we distinguish a misogenesis from treifa. Misogenesis is muta. A misogenesis is muta. In other words, behimo shenoshe kelop sheit. We all know the behemoth shenosh chelop sheite, so it's fatal. Now, so then the Gemara says, the end of the Treifes, that's all in his hands. Or even let's say, Ibrahim was a Nosh from Nochosh. To who saw his Treifes? But what is good for him? If it was clawed by a lion, by wolf, but suppose Ibrahim was beaten by a Nochosh, a snake, a serpent, it's Misekenes. It's not Treifes. Why? And it's not. It's not Treifes. Because there, it's only a functional defect. So in other words, all the treifes of the halacha of Moshe Sinai involve treifes of an organic defect, of a chitzon. But it has to be a substantial chitzon. Even though it's based upon halacha of Moshe Sinai, but halacha of Moshe Sinai itself is descriptive, is declaratory of this certain substantial organic defect. So that's why the Torah says, even in regard to the other category of treifes, of Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, he says, but even if the Rishon HaTzeivah, and even if it will be pure, so it will still be treifah, it will still be treifah. The answer is, as long as his Mamat Torah, it was faithful, without therapy, so that makes it into a substantial result. So that's why the tool says, even without the pressure of operation Sinai, we should be able to use page name. So, in other words, there are eight word categories of favor. What are the eight word categories of favor? Nikubo, Hasuro, Nikuro, Utsuko, Kuro, Nikuro, Chuo. So in other words, so let's say we have a category of Nikubo. So let's say, so that comprises many traders. So Nikabarene is comprised with the category of Nikubo. Nikwadaki is comprised with the category of Nikubo. Nikwahenses, the Sakeli says, also comprised with the category of Nikubo. And all the traders, there are so many traders in the Rei itself. The rates of Shimare or whatever, and whatever market in the rate that makes it a trade, so comes within the category of the good. If it's the good of Mamesh, or if it's the kind of a market that is symptomatic, or a market that must have occurred sometimes in the past, as the way Rashi explains here in the rate. Or it's symptomatic of a naked that is bound to occur by itself in the layer. So really, all these treifes are comprised within the category of Nikuro. So that's one word category. And then is Chasero. Chasero. There are certain markets that if just the naked without Chasero is not a treife, but if there is a Chasero, so then it is a treife. Nituro, Utsuko. Utsuko, Kuro, Nukuro, Shuo, Bichol Atrevius, Bichol Melaches. Kozlam, Ava, Bichikum, Allah, Mishni, Sinai, Eri, Bichol, Bichol, Natei, Ava, Tumso, Ukachet, Mirubo, Bichol, Sofik, Shiz, Tafi, Bichol, Sose, Ushom, Nizayin, Trevius, Yish, Bichol, Shem, Tori. So I mentioned what Otahundo, Hashukum, explains. How can the Rambam say that only by something Kuruso is Lachmir, or something Kareke, simply Kulek, we have speaking the Rai say, is the Chumre, whether it's Matil or Chumre or Gavore, it's a Machlike the Rambam in the Rashbam. But it's certainly the Chumre of Kuruso is the Rabbon or the Chumre. So how does he say other Sveike Sofi? The answer is the Rosh Rambam is not yet that we show him his own faith is Soviet Torah. Yeish ben Soviet Torah. Mashiach came by the word. So there is no Soviet that is in there. What does it mean? So the Rosh Hashanah explains it very well, and you will see that the Taz says the same thing. Why did Rosh Hashanah say that? It's because it is his own creation, the Rambam. When the Taz says it, that's strange. But the Taz says the same thing. So how does the Rosh Hashanah explain the Rambam? Because the Hashulchan says that actually there is a big chiddush in the Yisrael, because of Hasodei Treifes, and the
viele schon mitkommen, was war so ein Film, und sagt, hey, du hast wirklich so ein Jerusalem. To the end of it was born, substantially, by Nahil, by life, to such an extent, that it's made of almost. It's made of almost. So the question is, so why is it made of almost? Because David, by glory, the behemoth, thereby injected its venom, its poison, into the behemoth, into the organism of the behemoth, into the organism of the behemoth. But, not every time the behemoth claws a chayo, but the lion claws a behemoth, does the chayo inject the venom to such an extent that it will definitely be painful? Sometimes yes, sometimes no, it all depends the extent of the clawing, the extent of the venom that was injected into the organism of the behemoth. So, but ordinarily, you know, we just see that the chayo clawed the behemoth, then we look and we see kinetic cholagot, we see red marks. So that's it also, that's a valid also. But then the fact that there are red marks doesn't mean that it was injected, the venom was injected to such an extent that it's definitely fatal. So in every stamp case of Musa, it's only sophicus. And still the Torah says, who was a basole trainful with a rail. Every stamp Musa. And let's say, and if we inspect and we see red marks, then of course it's considered valid Musa. It's considered valid Musa. And if we don't notice of the red marks, it's considered valid. So if we saw the behavior, then Chayo clawed the behavior, but it still is suffering. The answer is, in Islam, it's still suffering. And the Rambam Shiti is saying that I stand here as we call it, and here the Torah says, Ubozo Masodo Chayo is Chayo. So obviously, when the Torah says Ubozo Masodo Chayo is Chayo, which implies that if the Chayo clawed the behavior, So we saw that the form of the high of the lion rubbed against the halal group of the behemoth. So then it's a trade-off. But maybe it was just a superficial glory, and the venom wasn't injected. And the venom wasn't injected. The answer is what the subject is. So here we have a special Yosakosu that of trade for is an exception to the general rule of speaking rising at the early word. Here is the chumah. So because of that, so then the question arises every time it is not true. So let's say the machlokes, the Rav and Shmuel, the new pastor like Shmuel, that if the lion entered the state, if the lion entered the state, and then no one was inside the state, we don't know what took place. But the people who were standing outside the door of the stable heard the lowing by the behemoth, by the oxen, and that the lion was very quiet. So Shmuel says, so Rav says, no, it's not awesome. In view of the fact that it's possible, the business by the behemoth was the lowing, so it was because they were quiet, not because the lion touched them. So, but Shmuel says, no, since there is a possibility that the reason as to why the oxen were lowing and screaming, so it's because the lion attacked them, drove them, so melee it's also, and the pastor like Shmuel, but actually it should be, and Rosh Hashanah means that Zofik Pruso in this case is also, because Chachon Mechmiel, why Chachon Mechmiel? It's a speaking the Raisin. True, Svekid Reis in Adil and Kulim, but the Rabban is a Chumra. The Rabban wouldn't say in the Garden, we Svekid Reis, Hachom Nechbiru. Why here does it mention the expression, Hachom Nechbiru? The answer is, here we really have a Svekid. Because first of all, maybe the line didn't touch Behemoth, and the Behemoths were lowing because they were frightened. Assuming that he did touch them, he did claw them, maybe it was a superficial claw. So it's a spectator, so it should be Muta. That's the reason as to why Rab says that Sophie is Muta. Sophie is Muta. And Shmuel, what Shmuel says, that it's of Sarah, the pastor of Shmuel. So the Rabbah says, Echmilbo. Why? So Echmilbo only by Tuso. Because every Tuso, stamped Tuso, should be in Atero Muta, because Srikid Ransing in Atero is the good. And here the Torah said in so many words, which was also in Zateru, so since the Torah was Machia in regard to something to Uso, and said that it's also in the Raisa, we have to the Heshish, maybe the letter was rejected to a certain extent, that it will be painful, there is painful. So maybe the Chachomim were also Machia, that even if there is another suffering, maybe it wasn't even caught by a lion, it's also. It's also so. So, we'll have a chmiru. The whole subject should be stopping the resource. We should always have it there. Yet, the subject should be told. Let's say a similar kind of subject, where it will be a svexvege, so it will be mutant. The evening before the resource, I'll say that you will have it. We ask for knowledge. Your generation now be so. In the skull, the brain, in which the brain is the positive. Chanel was so it became bruised. Became bruised, in other words. So then it's a flavor. Even though the cream shall be ah. Now, the gorilla is that the bone of the head is, it's not one bone. There are many bones. There are many bones in the cranium. So in other words, the bones really encircle the brain. The bones. So suppose the bone in the head, the cranium, so is bruised. So it's like, even though there is no chisom, we make up from so many after the membrane of the brain is pierced. The Hudashem Hashem Yusak, if the spinal cord is severed, so it's in favor. So the Chut HaShem continues, stretches out from the brain. The Elzel Reish, the Mitra Alechid, the כן ראי קובעים ומורות תחו וכולי גורעים והדקים והקילו והקרסמינים והחיצים והאמצס ומצקצס in other words, it's just mentioning the order of the simonic. In other words, it will start with the head and then he'll discuss all the organs now what head or the treating of the organs starting from the head. So then, Badaki, Bakibo, Bakarasatmini, Bakitsin, Bakitsin, Bakitsis, the Kurtulenbe is the Gizer. So it is the counterpart of the cable in the behemoth. So what in the behemoth is of the cable? So the nerve in the way, the foul nerve is called Kurtulen. Now, in the behemoth, we have four stomachs. The root, the carrots, and the bisacensis, and the hemsens, and the cable. Now, in the brain, so in most cases, so we have two stomachs. We have the zephek, that's the crop, and we have the cocoa, that's the gizzard. Now, there are certain babies daily that have only one stomach, just the gizzard, the cocoa, no crop, but see, roots and apples. Anabas was not a requirement. Anabas was not a requirement. That's the Vila Iftoya, that's one Iftoya, that has only one stomach. But all the other kids daily have two stomachs. They have the Zephyr, the Krap, and the Kokobon. The Kokobon, which is the Gizem. Okay. So the Kokobon, the Nikabi kids, and then I'll discuss. He just gives you his name of the topics in Lucas Trevis, and that he's starting with the discussion of Trevis in Lugilis in the skull. We need to give the whole, we need to have the sentence. So the Gemara says, if a baby swallow houses is a certain kind of herb, that is very poisonous. At the moment the hemo swallows it, so it pierces, it perforates the intestines. some melees, very body parts, or perforated intestines. He walks away. So suppose an animal or an infant fowl falls into a fire, and then the mother changes. So is it very first it discards the internal organs, the previous internal organs, then the tool discards the Morbachitini, can I divine the foliage, that's what is the leaves, for a blind, the hind legs, but I can't take three appreciation of Holadu, can do so in full or you know if the height was still tall, he shall for some moments that's not true, even though he says, but I can't So when he says trainers, he doesn't mean just trainers. He means the discussion what comes into the trainer, what does not come into the trainer. That's why he mentions also Hikisho Nochosh. So we have a special chiddush by Yusha. Why do we have a special chiddush? A special chiddush by Yusha. So we have to say it's not a shulchan. Because the Bata Yusha itself is only sopik, trainful. Because maybe the growing was just superficial and it didn't inject the venom. Alright? Yeah. And even if it injected the venom, maybe it was injected not in the cholagu. So really it doesn't become a trainful. It doesn't burn the organism. You did it to the other one, but the whole time of the motion has been so. But the whole thing is, in the same show, the whole time of the motion has been so. But the whole thing is, in the same show, the whole time of the motion has been so. But the So what the Hashulka says is actually mentioned by that. Now, then let's see what the Zakesh says when we work in the law and the people of the previous. He mentioned that I think the Pshat and the Zakesh is the same thing that the Mitzvah said. Now, the good Zakesh, hear me out. This is the law, this is the previous. שני נוטרים בסתם ואין שמסים באיוואי חי שמונו ועטו משוכנות במקום המגמור לעטות של הכוס יכולים לרוח משפחות because what is rocky my pocket say that he the queen of keeping his goods so he said so this price of shmeel of eight days he lahuke of rocky my pocket he be the shashe lahuke lahuse the new day from him the cruel of also so in other words this member has it's not the price this member by you of shmeel of eight days from the religion of Sina יש מסינאי, יש להפוקה או אוכל בפופס סובט מלמיס ותקום תמולה להפוס את החולי זה לא תקרה אבל גם בפס כזו זה לא שולה פריפס אבל סתיר לי פס כזו אוכל בפופס ותקוס את החולי זה תקרה ותאמה בזה זו הרבה תרגיל לו חשבי שמונה רק חסד שהרומן לפוס את להפוס כי פריפס So, 10 hours, so we should make sure, nothing getting worse. The Chilkos are smart, the Jews are low. If you have any light in the question, it's dark, they come out of the room, and 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 they come out of the room, the legend of the point out, why are we coming to our new day, for the post-mart of the English world? The man who has stated that the name is a Schmeitz, we have an Ira Kuse, and we will come out of a lot of time which is going to be Mishne, in a lot of which we see now, La Kutala Kuse, the Lord is not perfect. You won't go to the music of Mishne, a lot of which we see now. The good Kiraz is to be a new way for it away. זהו בסכם במסיעי כאילו שפיתו בלכוס וחסר בקרים בסכם לא חמיש מסינה משהו לא משהו לא לא חמיש מסינה עוז לפעמים שתיר בסיוסי ולעבור זה אבו בכלל לא חסר יוקים so what is the shot saying in this case that there is no casual game from it's true that the Rambam passes most of what happens to you at the same time he passes who is it gosh of Shemim the great faith where there is no spirit The Shmeling of the three fields are ways of Kandalochemish Messina, but a basic, deteriorated kingdom is not based on Kandalochemish Messina. That's not Kandalochemish. It's based upon the laws. This is what the Kesef means. Now, the Tzim and his parents, Shalchi Dobro, and the Torah said it's not the same thing. In any sense, the Rambam. Because the Rambam, Ishnavi, the Rambam doesn't explain the more about who came to the Rambam, the way Rashi is doing. Rashi explained that who came to the Rambam, the two is Chereish and the Rambam is doing. But the Rambam says, no, he's not Chereish. But Uwe classifies the Chereishes in great categories. And these eight categories are based on our Rambam, which is Sinai. La, who came? Ochel Bakob is in. That's also a treatment, but that is not in the word of Ochel Bakob is in. That is based upon the fact that it's made laws. The fact that it's made laws. Now, if you look at the Matthew Anderson, that's the crazy of Lacy. So he says something similar, but while the Lord is a Kesef, he really expresses the loneliness of the Mitzvah, not only the same one to the Mitzvah, that there are two types of treifes. One treife is based on what Chomesh in Sinai. And the Bein HaChayim is not the essential prayer. And the other treife is not based upon the Lord Chomesh in Sinai. The other treife is not based upon the Lord Chomesh in Sinai. But it's based upon the laws. That's not based on the Mitzvahs. So Ochish Bakop is not based upon Allah Chomesh Messina. Now, when I say, and whenever you see in the Shemini or in some of the Koskim, it's not included Allah Chomesh Messina. It does not mean that there was no Allah Chomesh Messina mentioned. Because how do the Chachamim know that someone is made of us? No, I mean, after hundreds of years of progress, so there are many markets and the doctors don't know whether there is a cure. So how did the Chazal know? So they knew because they had the Kabbalah. So that Kabbalah is also a Kabbalah Mishin Sinai. But when we say Halacha Mishin Sinai, we mean not just that it's Kabbalah Mishin Sinai. The whole Perush Malpeh is the Kabbalah Mishin Sinai. We mean the Halacha of Feife. Because the Halacha Mishin Sinai declares them a slave. Mashiach, Hochish Bapokis Halacha, Hochish Bapokis Halacha, that a deteriorated kidney is painful, so that was also the confirmation Sinai. Otherwise, Rochi Papok wouldn't know. But that being that it was the confirmation Sinai is based upon the Aloch of the laws. So when we say included in our Aloch of Sinai, not in the Aloch of Sinai, we have reference to the Trefes that are exclusively based upon the Aloch of Sinai, regardless whether it's the laws or not the laws. And then there are certain things that are not based upon Allah Chavashim Sinai. They are based upon the Mitzies. But how do the Chachamim know the Mitzies? Because of the Kabbalah Mishin Sinai. This is what the Mitzies are just saying. Now, you see the Matthias says, and I mentioned this when we started the period of the Mitzies. The Matthias is expressive of the similar oneness, but it's not the same thing. Then because Akesef says, the same identical thing as the Mitzvah. Now let's see. Kachos Varav, Vishak Vesos Varav, Vamu Vidmora Vunga Vuhle, Vyose, Leapuke, 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 That's not the same thing that we see when the Nicholas Akesh says. It's something else. But it's based upon the same ones. Same ones. I mean, what was the Nicholas Akesh said? That there are two categories of things, two types of things. There is a thing that is based upon the Chavish. It's a treifa because the Aloha Mishin Sinai declares them as treifa. It's true, I mean, that the Aloha Mishin Sinai itself is based upon Mitzvahs. It's not Exer Sakosu, in other words, like Torah Dun, let's say, is treifa. Like Exer Sakosu, like Torah Dun, without any type. It's not like that. It's the Aloha Mishin Sinai declares, let's say, Mikro, Horeye, Estreke, why? Because Mikro, Horeye, Ineket, in the Rehe constitutes a very substantial Chisol in the Rehe. It constitutes a substantial gender. So, why is one Maki a substantial gender and another Maki not? Why is it that if, let's say, if one of the horns of the behavior will be removed, or even if both horns of the behavior will be removed. So it's not a trait. And Nikabare is a trait. So it's not just, there's a cause, no cashes. The Dawaha Mishin Sinai is a cause. But Dawaha Mishin Sinai is based upon the Mitzvahs, because Nikabare constitutes a very serious organic effect. It is such a serious organic effect that if a person will not attend to this ray that is percolated, he will not apply or minister any therapy. So at least at the time of Matutolo it will be fatal. Whether it's still fatal today or not, it's not important. Even the time of Matan Torah, it was fatal without any therapy. So that constitutes a very serious organic wound. And that Dawah HaMashiach Sinai declares certain makas as making the behavior different. Whether it is fatal or not is not important. It's not important. And then there is another category of prayers where it's exclusively based upon the Inachayo. And not the Inachayo in tears, but upon the fact that it couldn't live, it couldn't survive, even with all the therapy that could possibly be administered, this generation or the future generation. So it's still couldn't live. So in any way, that's so the matter is no such appearance with this one, that there are two types of prayer. A prayer that is based upon a law of Moshe Sinai, and a prayer that is based upon the Nitrons. So maybe the Matilinism apparently assumes, like the one Moshe in the Rambam, even though the Rambam himself, he saw that in the Imam Kasha, has not washed. And no doubt of Shemim Achilik, and that one Moshe in the Rambam. In other words, in the doubt of the Tzumisagidi. So if, let's say, the Tzumisagidi, the Achilles tendons, are removed, let's say here they are put out, so then the baby is in trade for. But suppose the baby was the very outset, so head, its leg, the knee amputated, so then it's not a trade. It's not a trade. So if just the Tzumisagidi was put out and the whole leg was not amputated, then it isn't there. If the whole leg beneath the knee was amputated, then it's not a thing. So the question arises, suppose at first the Tzumisagidi is cut out, and then a day later a surgeon comes and he amputates the whole leg beneath the knee. So there are two Moshiachs in the Rambam. One Moshiach in the Rambam is that even in respect to the Tzumisagidi, once it became painful for one moment, so it remains painful for a long way. Even though after the whole leg is amputated, so then it can live in normal span of life. So it doesn't matter because it became painful at the very outset, so then it remains. The other machine is that it's crazy in regard to the Sagini. So, and the other Shem in the Rosh, and the Rajbo, and Mina, and the Ram, Achimi can that Rosh in the Rambam, that it can be Chizal Kashus. So, even though most of the Shem in the Rambam himself and the other Rosh reject this story, so still the Matthew is accepted. And so, how does he explain that? He said like this. But this is a like this. There are two categories of faith. One is based upon the Lachon Mishnah Sinai, like Mikvareya, Mikvamor, Mikvadaki. So there it's not based upon the forms, but upon the Lachon Mishnah Sinai. The Lachon Mishnah Sinai. So that kind of faith for even if it would be pure and it would be able to live the moment it was Mikvamor or Mikvareya becomes faith. Then there is another faith that is not based upon our traditions. It's based upon the laws. So, in such a case, so that way, let's say, like we put Tzumisagidi. So, Tzumisagidi is not the only form that is included in our traditions now. It's not. As a matter of fact, it's here. It's the cash.
But the Matthew says, he says,
بودی احکام از مسلمان کنه بیم ها و حقی خود افرمائی و تغذی نگشت باست دک میشی دیزه که ماشی نگم با ندشی که ماشی نگم درش با ندشی که در ماشی نگم با بیزیش دیگه دم که ما خنم یعنی بودی بدای در خیلوک صدی خوی تریک اول ما خنکی ما تو کلک بودی فرس The kidney was completely loose. So he didn't think it. Then the surgeon came and he got out of the kidney. So it's Chizai Kashus. He's Kedir Kashus. He was like, he was a shabla. The woman, she might walk something. Yeah, she should be cautious by having three days. And she will be very slave on. I will pay you your love and Kashus with caution. I will then is the woman to walk something for you three days. He will be like me. Okay. But in the Ramah, I'm not sure that I'm the Chesney Trigger, that's still an Eon. So the Chesney Trigger, Suisse, is the clarity of the previous Ramah from Ishmi Sinai. So then, even in the whole, even something that don't surgery will be performed, whereby the behavior will make you to live a normal span of life, but don't still be afraid. Let's say like Nicolae, and then surgery is performed. Or let's say some therapy is administered that enables the behavior to live. So don't still be afraid because these treatments are based on our relationship tonight. So whether they can live, they cannot live, it's not important. Mashiach came by works of the Hudye. So that the Rambam mentioned separately because that's the training of Nicolae. So in the whole Hudye, he shortly removed, cut out, so then it's not in the walls anymore. So then it's shaped. Now this is, so it is similar to the lowness of the Nitzim and the Nikudas HaKesef. When the Nikudas HaKesef and the Nitzim say, Mamej, the identical thing, here they operate in the same lowness, but they don't say the same. Now let's see what is the law. This is Rabbeinus in prayer. So, Matthias, in trace of place, let's see what the Nikudas says. The Nikudas Yehuda also applies a similar story. But it's not the same thing. Now, at the bottom, go to the law. Behold, I can do more. Such a way, to such an extent, that it's in the lowest. So the Gaon of Vilna says that's not implicit in the Jewish or Yidkol Vosmas Eichel in Zecheru, but in the Droshe, Chayo Zecheru. So it's in the Chayo Zecheru. So that implies that it is certain that he has a organic living that is necessarily faithful. When I say necessarily faithful, I mean there is no pure, even on a theoretical level. So then it's faith. So that's one bit of faith. And then there is another faith that is completely grounded in our Chumash Nisinah. So what's not faith? If it is a faith that is grounded in our Chumash Nisinah, the Chespeifetz, Dam Chemek Nefesh, these categories of Chespeifetz. So then, even if it will happen that a certain behavior, let's say the behavior with the perforated bone, and we locked up the behavior, and we drink for more than 12 months, it will still be awesome. It will still be awesome. And why? Because they are triggered, because our Chumash is not. And whether the lip of the doctor is not important, it's only important as a semen to verify something. But if it's a bad trade, so it's trade anyway, as the Rajwan says, that it's a trade anyway. So, and then, but then there is another trade. So these are the trades that are grounded in our Mishnah. But let's say the trade of Hochish Bakoke, that's not grounded in our Mishnah. That's faith because it's made of rubbish. So he knows. But if we see that he does live for 12 months, so whatever the reason is, we don't care what the reason is. Maybe it's Ishtar Teva, maybe there was my sin. Maybe this, maybe that, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't make any difference. Since the whole Shantrayvel of Loks on the Forget is based upon the fact of the rubbish, if the behavior for some reason and it doesn't make any difference why to it. Let it be my CDC, let it be Mishtana Teva, let it be this, let it be that. It doesn't make any difference. Since that trade phase, wow, is it good? That was a mission sky, so it's very, very well. So it's very well. So you also operate with the same oneness that there are two types of faith. But the Buddha suggested, says, manage the identical faith as it is. I really wanted to cover two more points, but since many are not here today, so we'll leave that for tomorrow. So for tomorrow, we'll cover Sinan Lamed Aleph in the Tuvu and the Mecha.
July 6th, 1981, Dalad Tumbus, Hashana Tavshimen of Tur Simen Lamed, Leanne.
Now, let's go over Simen Lamed in the Tur, and then in the Mechada. The Himo Yechayo Shemel Biso. והימו יחיו שנער ביסו, עצם גולגלתו, פירי שנשרצי יתבירו בי, טרייפו. בייברי וכיפו, היינו ממצוסי וממיילו שהוא למטה מעיניים, בייברי גובון, היינו ממוקים שישחו כבר משפיע, משפיע means where the vault, where the slant begins, just the vault of the head, שישחו כבר משפיע, הוא ממיילו מעיניים. Now here, it's not so simple. I mean, that's not buying the Gemara. Because one of the traits is that the Himo Chayo Shener Biso Gulgalto Berube. So that's traitor. The Gulgale Shener Biso Gulgale Shener Biso Berube. That the Gemara that conveys on the Dalai at the end of the Omer, three lines from the end of the Omer. Omer Rabbi Barav Shire, Omer Rabbi Masna, Mashmuel Mekho Tzala Mikho Vigulgeles Shenyar Besob Yerubo. In other words, the skull that was bruised Yerubo. So, what does it mean, the skull? That's the brain pan. In other words, even though the membrane is intact, but if there are many bruises without any chisod. So if there are buses, if buses overtake the road of the brain bone, so then it's right. In other words, the cranium, the brain pan. If the brain pan, the cranium, was nervous or was bruised or shattered, beruben. So it's right. Now the Gemara has a bayi, that nun beis on the beis. Right after the first two dots. Because Gaelish and Achus of the Hubo. Where the Biamir? Rave Gabo or Rave Cabo? Table. Some in Pele, take it the eyes of the Hubo. So we have to pass through the Hubo. Baby Rave Gabo, Baby Rave Cabo. Baby Rave Cabo. So it's table. Now Rashi explains one of the three Rave Gabo. Rave Gabo in the name of the Maya. The name of the Maya. In other words, here. So, this is how Rashi explains. Because, so in other words, if we say Rebekebo, so it includes only the vault of the head. The vault of the head. Where it stands when it's in the form of an arch. That's why it's called Rebekebo. And if we say Rebekebo, so it means the whole thing. From horn to horn, and from there, the Rabbi Gershon says, the Rei Gevo, the Rei Bekevo, Rei Gevo, the Rei Shomea, Hadape, Rei Bekevo, Meizem, Meizem. This is how Rashi explains. Now, the two, so, from Rashi it appears that whether it's the Rei Gevo or the Rei Bekevo, the Rei Bekevo, so, it all has reference to the upper part of the skull. Now, the cranium consists of three parts. It consists of the upper part that is called the cerebrum, and then the lower part that is called the cerebellum, and then you have the medulla oblongata. The medulla oblongata really is nimshach, stretches out like a hemshach of the spinal cord. Of the spinal cord. So that's why we more raise the question, where does the spinal cord begin and where does the membrane of the meach begin? So Gemara says, Kimishnei Puli, that is like two bean-like structures, they're occipital condyles. So that marks the boundary between the medulla oblongata and the spinal cord, because really it has one hemisphere. But then we have the bones, so we have in the cerebrum, that's in the upper part of the head, and then we have the cerebellum, that's in the lower part of the head. So it seems to me that according to Rashi, this halacha of Yogilish and Elbis of Yerubo, whether we say Reikevo or we say Reikevo, in both, so it has reference to the cerebrum, minanayim ulemayim. But if we say Reikevo only the vault and of the cerebrum, and if we say Reikevo, so bottom of Reikevo, the whole area, not just where it is, it comes out. It stretches out in the form of an arch. That's how it seems to me. That's Rashi. But the Torah says something else. And Rabbi Gershon probably agrees with Rashi's account. But the Torah says something else. And the Beis Yosef raises the question against the Torah, why he says that. So the Torah says, Bein Berei Bekeifo, Dehaine Minutzioyes Ulemayro, So it seems to me, I mean the Beis Yosef as the Kashi getting the tool, why did he explain it that way? So from the tool it appears, from Rashi it appears that whether it's the Rei Gevo or the Rei Bekevo, it's Lemailo Min HaNayim. In other words, it has reference to the cerebrum. That proportion of the cranium. But the question is, just the vault or the whole head? What to the cerebrum? It has reference to the cerebrum. from the two it's mashma, that if we say Bereni Kovon, the Bereni Kovon, the Hanim Bokim Shehizkul Kovon Shateya, who will be my own mind. There's this weapon. But if we say the Rebbe came for, so the Hanim Tziyosi will be my own Shehizkul Kovon, so then it has reference to the cerebellum. That's how it's mashma from the two. Alright. So, being grave, a keifer, the hymen and tziosi, to the mile, to the matinum. Being grave, govern, the hymen and walking, she is her for the shatea, to the mile and man, after Pisha, from Kayom, three, the nifis of the Hosa Mimenu Kisela, Kosa Prashe, she is free. The Hei Kosa, the Hei Kosa Ramba, she is Hasero Kisela, three, the Nikro, ונקבו ניקובים שיש במחיסורי, אם יש בכולם כיסלה טריפו, ובזה צורך למר, מסליס נקטון את אלו כשארץ, וכוחו שניפוס הרגילס, מיירה כשאירי כיסלה, ובליטו כוסף, שאירי כשאירו, וכן יירה מדברי עדיני עובי אורוזל, שאירי והמישנה ואילו כשאירי, גלגלש, גלגלש, שניפוסו כפשטו ולכם. So the two men she studies. One aloche is a contemporary, because that's the moral of precious. That if the Bulgarians, the cranium, the brain pan, the skull, was bruised, the Rubei demonstrated. But suppose it was not bruised, the Rubei, but there is a certain of his soul, a portion of the brain bone was removed. A portion of the brain bone was removed. So, is it a traitor? It's not a traitor. So he says, according to Rashi, it's a traitor. According to Rambam, if such a portion that is the cellar, in the size of the cellar, was removed from the brain bone, so then it's traitor. And even, it can be mitzuret, let's say, suppose one small piece was removed here, and another piece was removed here. So the answer. But it's all based upon the aloche that besides nifles of the rubo, there is another treif in the brain bone. If there is a chison kisal, that's according to Rashi for the grammar. Then he says, according to Balito, it's shero. And the Rosh Shite is also shero. So the Yosef is chelik on the Torah. He says the Rosh does not agree with the Balito. The Rosh agrees with Rashi. Well, that's something else. But he mentions today. Now, what is it based upon? It's based upon the Gemara that we learned. That at the beginning of Eretz Yisrael, that men based on the days. So the Gemara right. So the Gemara has discussion. We saw only those traitors go down from the Mishne where you can pass the Abishesh Maitse. Mishne coming from the Tone Mishaya. So merely it doesn't have to mention. Early Tanya the Rabbi Shmuel. Yomadi Chesrives, Visuleke, Volike, Behemo Shnechte for Aglero, in Akur Volmayo, Trevo, so the Moses Sober Kepshin Lozo, Dom Yechil Yechis Lichis, Avadam Yechil Yechis Lich, Man Komoli Tanya the Rabbi Shmuel, Tanya the Rabbi Shmuel Trevo Chayes Yore, Elo Sober Kepshin Lozo, Dom Akshevoi, Volike Hison Vishetre, Vitnan Kamo Hison Vishetre, Vishama Yenum Shtei Chulies, Ubisim Menu Chuliachas, Vyomar Abiyuda Mashmuel, Vechil Yechil. Also, the more you get there, it's a sakim, chashu, vital, chashu, mechot, abukolayot. So here we take the pshat. The pshat of Rashi is that when Shmuel says, v'chil v'trei po, so it has reference to both machlekes between Bisham and Misira. Because Bisham and Misira are chilek in regard to Masayel in two cases. One is in the case of Chisore Bishetre, so in other words, according to Bishamai, so when is it considered as a defective spine, so that it will not be in Tamedeya, only when there is a diminution of two shekels, two vertebrae, but if there is a diminution of its own just of one vertebrae, of one shekel, of one chulie, so then it's still considered as a substantial spine, not a defective spine, so the melee, it is still it is still becoming the hell, and the seal says that even the chisorin of one vertebra, one choye, is also can constitutes changes it into a defective spine. So then, and that's one machlekes. The other machlekes is in regard to gilgeles. So kamo chisorin be gilgeles. Now a substantial skull, human skull, is the kamo the hell. But suppose it's a defective human skull, there is a substantial diminution, it's not the Tamedeya. So it's only Tamedeya Masa. So Kamo Chisom de Gudilis, that would make the skull into a defective skull. So Vishamai say Kibwe Magdeach, would be Silurim in Kibishi, not Melachai Yomus. What is Kibishi, not Melachai Yomus? That's Kibisara. That's Kibisara. Kibishi, not Melachai Yomus. According to Bisilel, is Kibisel. So in other words, so Migabi Tumasiel, if a substantial portion of the human skull was cut out, was removed from the brain bone, so, and that diminution is in the size of a cella, so then according to Bisilel, it's already a defective skull, and it's not the Tamadeya. So the question is this, when Shmuel says the Chimri Treifo, does Shmuel have reference only to the machlekes between Sham and Bisilel in the case of Chisor and Shedr? So in other words, so the same machlekes applies to Treifo, but inversely, in other words, so the Shammai, who are machmiri to Basil, will be mekilim in Treifo. In other words, that if there will not be, if there will not be a chisorin of Kisela, even though there will be a chisorin, even though there will be a chisorin in the Kirin Agdeach, so according to Mishamah, it will not be Treifo. Or the Machlekes is only in the case, the same Machlekes with Treifo applies only to Chisorin Shepherd, not to Chisorin Nigogilis. So there is a machlekes shem. Rashi says the chayli treifo applies to the machlekes bisham and bisilel in regard to the gilis as well. Now let's see the cases. Tesis says they are different based on the case. When Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel chayli treifo, we say the guy from the next one is the gilis. Come to some gilis bisham and to nagriya to bisilel in bishnat na chayli yomus. How many bishi on this? How much bisham? Who are the ones who are going to be bad in shnayes? Mich in was wissen da, wir hoffen bei der Schweiz, hoffen wir sind gerade hier, aber dann was ist nicht. Wie im Thema in China meine Kollegen Namen wo hier gegen Lewis, die wieder wieder akkreditieren können, wenn wir aber dann, so er kommt der Rasche in der Namen. So wenn die Gemorre says, wir können die Treffer, oh, ich verweiß die Gemorre sonst. Wenn wir aber dann, wir haben jüdelig koi auch noch Lewis. Die Saute Leiter und die Saison, die bei Lewis haben immer kommen. Und wir haben mitgefühlt, die Kinder sagt, komm, der Chude. Aber wo dann die Israel wo ihr gesungen und gelesen sind die Kinesakon. Wie heute Oma Beheber von der Choshe zwei Chumren saß, Adonik in Schädel und Gelles, an der Pschädel noch hat Gelles. In Namen in Trebe Sodom koje, wie Chei, wie Trebe Nama und Gelles, die Schachen der Chumren wie Gure, Chumren ja nicht erhebe, ich wollte nicht in den Prä. Alright, so in other words, so there is a Machleke mit den Rashi und Rabbetan. According to Rashi, Shmuel Sinan, the Chimri Treifo applies not only to Shedre, to Chisom Shedre, but Chisom Gilgilis also. So in other words, just as according to Bishamai, so Migami Gilgilis, what converts the human skull into a defective human skull, a Chisom can be Magdeach, and according to Bisila, a Chisom of Kisela, so we can be treifo also. So according to Bisila, if there is a chisorin in the brain bone of Kisela, so then it's already treifo. And according to Bishamai, Kilmei Magdeach. That's according to Rashi, but according to Rametam, no. The chayli treifo applies only to the case of Shev, but not to the case of Gudelis. Why not? He says because it has no bearing upon treifo, chisom and gogeles, because this aloche that Bishamai and Bisil say that when it is there is a chisom kimagdeach or Echisorin, Kilrizela, so then it becomes converted into a defective skull. That's only if the Chisorin Kilrimadliach or the Chisorin Kilrizela is coupled with a perforation in the membrane of the brain. But suppose it's not coupled with the perforation in the membrane of the brain, so then it does not become converted into a defective skull. So mainly it has no bearing upon pre-fall behavior, because one of them, if it is not coupled with the perforation in the membrane of the brain, so then it doesn't become a defective skull anyway. And if it is coupled, so right, we don't have to resort to any diminution in the bone of the brain, because the perforation in the membrane of the brain by itself makes the brain indefectible. So it only has a bearing upon kinaseya, because that's how matam shite, that other missile masle, so you don't have the same cloning in Trevas Odom as you have in Trevas Deimo. So true, in the Trevas Deimo, so a mere perforation, a mere naked in the membrane of the brain converts the behavior into a treva. But by Odom, since Odom is a Masle, so a mere perforation in the membrane of the brain will not convert the animal's skull into a defective skull, but only if it is coupled with a certain diminution in the bone of the skull, whether it's from the Nakriach or to the Sela, there's a Machlein to Shamsela. So mainly, it has no bearing to Trevas Deimo, according to Amitam. But according to Rashi, yes. So these are the two days. So in other words, first the Torah mentions one Trevas is if it's now the saw etzem gulgalto, the brain bone is bruised the ruben. That's a treva according to everyone. That's the more precious. Then he says, according to Rashi and according to the Rambam, there is another treva in the brain bone, even if it's not bruised the ruben. But if there is a diminution, kisela, it's also a treva. That's according to Rashi and according. But according to Bali Yitur, and he says according to the Rosh. So in other words, there is no such treifa. Why? Because they will agree with the sheet of Rav Natan. So Bechayim with Behemo, so that applies only to Chisom Shevre, not to Chisom Ingolielis. Now, so the Balito can agree with the sheet of Rav Natan. But the Rashbo, that Mundalev Mechum, the Chidusha Rashbo, that Mundalev Mechum, he also is Chilik and Rashi, but he mentions another pshat, not Rav Natan Shite, because Rav Natan Shite that Chisorin Kisela, in the brain bone has no bearing upon a behemoth, because when is it a treifa? Only when it's coupled with a perforation in the membrane, and then by behemoth, so a mere perforation in the membrane without any diminution in the brain bone will make it a treifa. So it can only have relevance to Odom, because Odom is a mazel. But Rav Rashbo mentions the same thing that the Rav Tam says, but with a different slot. Now let's see. Rav Rashbo in his tradition of Daf Mendal, and this Gemara. If you have the Chidusha Rashbo, Rafur, Daf Mendal. Then the Rashbo that from Dalit. So he says, the Rabbeinu Arab Zal, that's from the Rabbeinu, the Dochel of the High Slot, in other words, Rashi's Slot, in other words, that the Chimini Trefo, so applies not only to Chisom Shevre, but to Chisom Gulgiles as well. The Omad Rabbeinu Likoya Chisom Gulgiles, Pisela, ואפילו בטפח, לפי שמי הערוך, וקיימו להם לטרי פן החיים. So ממילא חיסורים סלע, נגידו חיסורים טפח, in the green bone will not be fatal. So ממילא, does not necessarily have to be fatal. So ממילא, it's not fatal. ויהוד דקטוני בסיר לאימים, כי שבינותם נחי ויומוס, הוכה קומה, כדי שבינותם נחי ויומוס ולביד אוסימוני, ויהיו כך, ולנאיה, מי יחשבו על חסיכו, וחסיכו היא, חיסון שיחיד על ישלוסי, אבל נפרי פה, כל הלכה בימיד ולסמונים וכל סוף שירו, אבל חיסון יכול יהיה, אי אפשר להחזר לישון לאירו, אפילו בביד אוסימוני, ויהיו כך אפילו נפרי פה, זו אישי לסבים לזה. So he said, ואף אותי שאי אלוכי מסקבל העולי, שיט הסבים סימו, אגיד אם זה עמי לסיכה. That word Tzodem is Machriya like Rashi the Rambam, which is the Shiras again. That when the Gemara says, V'chelim, V'treifo, it applies not only to Chisorim Shedre Yachim V'treifo, but Chisorim Gugiz as well. But then he mentions the name of his Rebbe, Rabbi Rabbeinu, so that he distinguishes, but not on the basis of the longness of Tamitah. On the basis of other longness. He says that when Bisilo, when Bishama is saying Kimrei Magdeach, Kimrei Magdeach, so it's considered a defective skull, or we still say Kimrei Sela, it's considered a defective skull, it's not the kind of real. So that is reference only to a human skull, because when a substantial portion of this brain bone is removed, a substantial portion in the size of the Sela, so then the human being could not survive without any therapy. But with therapy, with bidosimony, he can live in almost kind of life. So the melee, so vis-a-vis to Maseo, we are not interested whether it's fatal or not fatal. The halacha is, in order to be mitame to Maseo, the skull, the human skull, has to be a substantial human skull. If it is a defective human skull, it's not the time of the hell, then it's only the time of the man with muscle. So, it's a kiseo, even a tiny little piece of a human bone is the time of the man with muscle. But the time of the hell, it has to represent a substantial human skull. And if a piece in the size, a portion in the size of Sela is cut out from the brain bone, then it's not a substantial human skull. It's a defective skull. Why is it a defective human skull? Because the Mitzvah is that if a person will have the size of his cell cut out from his skull, from his brain bone, and he will not be attended to medically, so then he will not be able to survive anymore. He'll die. But suppose he gets medical treatment, so even though the size of his cella was removed from the brain bone, he'll still be able to live. So Mimele, but since without therapy he will not be able to live, so that means that the skull is defective. If it's defective, it's not a real human skull if it's defective. Mashenkin, in order to Mashenkin, it's a betrayedness. In order to become a treifa, then it must have such a market, such an organic defect, such a chisoin, that it will not be able to live even with all the therapy. And here, this kind of a market, if the proper therapy is administered, then it can live. So maybe it couldn't become a treifa. But it still converts the skull into a defective human skull, so maybe it's not come there. So in other words, so it appears from the Rashba, I mean, from Rabbi Yehuda, that the Shem Treife is based upon the fact that it's the Lomus. So he says, so a defective behavior skull, so is not the Lomus. Not the Lomus. So in other words, so it appears that the Shem Treife is based upon the Lomus. But The Rashi himself says in the Tshuva that even if he served to the Hino, we learn from more than this Chedesh, it's still affecting the Yisya, with the Yisya of Chayfo. So we have to say in the Rashi the same thing that the Tzif says in the Rambam, and that we said in the Rambam. So we have to say that in the Rashi, at least in Rabbi Yehuda, we have to say the same thing. In other words, because there are two kinds of faithers. There are two categories of faithers. There is a faith that is grounded in the Halacha Mishneh Sinai. So then we don't, it's not important whether it lives or it doesn't live. So true, there is a simen. The faith is in a higher, but that's only a simen. So even if it lives with the Achnes, or it lives because of Ishtana Teva, or it lives because of certain therapy that is administered. So it doesn't matter if it is, if the faith is grounded in our hearts, it's a faith. It's a faith. But then there is another category of faithers that is based upon interlomos. So there it depends whether it can live or not. Suppose it can live with the proper therapy, but it cannot live without therapy. So it's still not a faith on the score of interlomos. Now, Chisorim b'shetre and Chisorim b'gulgeles are not included in the traders of Halacha Mishneh Sinai. But Chisorim b'shetre, even though it's not included in the traders of Halacha Mishneh Sinai, on account of the fact that it couldn't survive very long, even with all the therapy, so the male is a traitor on the basis of the Romus. But Chisorim in the skull, in the gulgeles, so this traitor, this Chisorim is not included in the list of traitors of Halacha Mishneh Sinai. And as far as the Romus is concerned, in view of the fact that it's only fatal when therapy is not administered, but if therapy is administered, it's not fatal. So really it's not fatal. So the Kamiyeh says the same thing with Ramadan, but on the basis of different moments. So that is, so this shikr. So in other words, so the shikr of the Balito is either in accordance with Ramadan or in accordance with Kamiyeh. And then he said, "V'chem yirem divadim l'oli omar zal, she'ili amishner v'yosheres, yugeres, she'nitnus o kipashto v'lechem." Now, it was Yosef, he's masik on the two. And he says that the Rosh Shittah is like Rashi and the Rambam, not like the Balim. Alright. U'geim shomayim, ki nabodit chayetzi ben afiru v'ni kapeetzi melo kolchu, is straight. So we don't need a chisor in kisar. Veim shom yaboshom, im ikso chubal veisho, oi gimfo, v'yeish lochosh, v'yokfo it should be. וישלוח הוא שם מקווה קרום מי אחיות בצד הנגד ונעץ או אם אחיס או יוסף פירו בידק כלפי מיירו אם יהיה יציאה מיה דרך הנקה ידוע שמיקה because if it comes out so it's a riot that there is a נקף otherwise it couldn't come forth it couldn't come out ידוע שמקווה קרום מטריף ומלאה וקשה
This Baki, this were Bakiyim. This particular Ramah would say we're not Bakiyim.
We'll soon see. We didn't go over the Muhammad Hamali. We'll soon see. Behemo or Yahayo, Shen Israeli, Israeli, Etzim Gulgal, Bengere Gabo, Bengere, the Cape of Trepo, Hotisha Kunkan, Nifriso, Nadetan Machlekin between Rashi and Ramadan, or the Balito, Nifriso, the Hosom and the Kisela Trepo, some other pastors like Rashi and Ramadan, the Nikon Nikovim Shin Ben Chisore, in Ben Nikon Kisela, Shin Stefach. אבל פוחס מזה יש לעכשיו ולגנה זה ולחשיר מבין מומתים הסכום שומע ובית המים כנעב זה וברב זה אפילו לא ניקה פועצת Abs is a goose. Barabs, I think, is what is called a duck. I think so. Afilu nikach ba'etzem elo kol shehu itrei. Ve'if hayavosho shenoshchoso chuldo ishenero bereisho shenotcho ba'etzem ba'eben maniach et boi nitzal hanekev ve'neitz et boi shom. Ve'mach shel nisich pio b'derech shom. Im lepi pesameach ve'yotzem hanekev ve'yodu asher nikach kom shomeach ukshehu. Ve'yotzo trei. Ve'anam. So here the Rambam says, "Vanam in kiv b'dikas atreifes u'kachish lehatchis u'nikav etzem avodil shechol shul day afil day v'yavosh." Now, Simon Lamedale, but before we go over Simon Lamedale in the tour and in the Chaver, so we have to go over that Gemara again. I mean, we don't over the Gemara because there are two Yosoyes in the Gemara. Now, I'm referring to the Gemara in Chulin Dachim Heyom Dal. Nikat Kum Shomei, if the membrane of the brain was perforated, so it's like Rabbi Shmuel Damret Avaye. Chomi Yuroi Afar Gavru Yin Kaptatoi the Amrlo Adi Yin Kaptatoi. So there are two machines according to this Yosef that we have here. One, the first Moshe says that if the outer membrane was perforated, even though the inner membrane was not perforated, it's trepo. The Amrlo, the second Moshe is Adi Yin Kaptatoi. Now, according to this Yosef, what does it imply? What does it indicate? What's the connotation? Adi Yinkaptatoi. I mean, the Pashtus, and the Rosh says that. The Pashtus, the ordinary connotation of the expression Adi Yinkaptatoi is that it's not a trait, even though the outer membrane, the Kruma Elyon, was perforated until the Kruma Tachte, the inner membrane, was also perforated. But how about the case where the inner membrane was perforated and the outer membrane not? So it's not really that that's how it seems. Because he says, Adi Yinkaptatoi, in other words, that the Eneke in the Yoye is not enough. But only if coupled with this is Eneke Putatoi. So that means, according to the plain and ordinary connotation of the expressions used in our Gemara, so the apparitions. The first motion says that a naked in the outer membrane by itself is makre de behle, and the second motion says only if it is coupled with a naked in the inner membrane. So in other words, according to the second motion, there has to be a naked in both membranes, and according to the first motion, as long as there is naked in the outer. Alright. This is the Gilsey of Rashi. Now we turn to the Rosh. Paragraph Yudalit, in the first column, at the bottom. Paragraph Yudalit, in the Rosh. Nikat Kum Shomeach, Rabbi Shmuel Gelevi. Here we don't have Gelevi, the idea is Gelevi. Okay, then let's make it again. Rabbi Shmuel Gelevi Damre, Chomei Roy. So far, the same thing, Chomei Roy. And he says, he doesn't say, but now the text says, Apol Gavli Kaptatoi. Here it just says, Kome Yeroi. The Amrlo Kome Tatoi. Kome Tatoi. It's not the Ike the Amre. Ah, the Amrlo Adi Kaptatoi. But Tatoya, there's a big difference. Ikuyagira is Adin Katatoya, so it means the second Moshe says, in order to become a Treife, there must be naked in both members. In the outer and in the inner. Adin Katatoya, Dinatoya. But one is not enough to make it a Treife. Ikuyagira is Tatoya, so it means Tatoya is enough, not both. And then, Pierce Rashi, Chomi Noye Baba Gabriel Katatoya. So, as a matter of fact, in our text it is spelled out in the Gemara Elach HaMin Katoya. But apparently the Rosh did not help it here, so that's why he mentioned it in the name of Rashi. But actually, the Gemara itself said it. The Aldamro lo Chomi Katoya li Pirish Kum. The Yeish Roi, then he mentions the Gears of the Kuyen. The Yeish Roi, Shekos of the Aldamro lo Adin Katatoya. The Nira Shikach Roi so Gears of Rashi. Ukach Roi Yusach Reforish. The Mimele Mashma, the Pirin Dinkat Bavai, wir haben die Schimpfchen sah, Kosa Pruir, der hat gesungen, die Gogeles, sie liegt auf der Elien, wo wir erkacht im Krieg. So, wir haben die Schimpfchen, passt es like the first Loschen. And what did the first Loschen say? According to both your souls. So, whether we are Geres, Chomi Eloi, Apo Gabriel, Kapato Eloi, just Geres, Chomi Eloi! So, the first Loschen definitely says that the outer membrane is pierced, so it's a traitor. So Rabbi Shimshin passed us like the first Losh. Like the first Losh. In general, I mean, the Gemara Teisves in Arizona that both so mentions different Shittes Rishayim. Whenever we have two Rishayim in the Gemara, we pass one first Losh and second Losh. How is it? So there are all kinds of Shittes. All kinds of Shittes. One Shitte is that we pass by the first Losh. One Shitte is we pass by the second Losh. That's the Shitte of Rabbi Shimshin of the Rish. And one Shitte is that in the Reise we pass through Chumre, and in Rabbonon we pass through Ikure. We pass through Ikure. So anyway, Rabbi Shimshin apparently he agrees with the Rishayim that whenever there are two Rishayim, we always pass through the Teresvada in the first question, because the fact that the Gemara mentioned that first indicates that the Gemara is Machriya like that. Otherwise, it wouldn't mention it first. The Rabbalfe says just the reverse, okay. So Rabbi Shimshin Rabbi Shimshin is on course of real, that the first one of the she will be able to get a tachin fein for it. Like the first one, the tachin rach we also do not. U mashma me shemei, she will be able to tachin below the alien kosher, she on the alien chosok of miskayim, the chin mashma me is a girse, the adunik of tachin, the use of the pshikin, the way mitrefe the kiras of tachin. Wir haben mit Kamsau, Posakel, Schikamele, Chumre. Schikamele, Chumre. Wir haben auch besaut, Posakel. Nikab, komm schon weh, komm mit der Zeuge, Trete. Wir kommen in Loje, Gscheiro. Wir kommen in Loje, Gscheiro. Alright. Wenn ihr schon um die Vorrech, da haben wir nicht eine Friede, Hoche. Wir nicht eine Kamel, so war. Da Trete, Tome, wie Loje, wir wollen mit der Tome. Will reach the Basra Soba, the Tali, the Tatoya, the Lord be loyal. Because even if we are Geras, Amralo, Komi loyal. The Amralo, Komi Tatoya. So we can say, there is a Machlokes, and we can say, there is no Machlokes. In other words, we can say, if we are Geras, Amralo, Rabbi Shmuel Amkabai, Komi loyal. The Amralo, Komi Tatoya. So then we can say it's a machlokes, and we can say maro machode, maro machode, loy pliy, maro machode, maro machode, loy pliy. But if we are Geres, the way it appears in our text, the amrlo adin kapatoye, then obviously there is a machlokes. If we are Geres, like the Rosh, amrlo komi loy, and the amrlo komi tatoye, then we are not forced to say there is a machlokes between the two Geres. You can just say, the first question says one thing, and the second question says another thing, and both are true, there is no machlokes. There is no machlokes. But if we are dealing with the way it appears in our text, the Amrlo adin kapatoya, that means that komi eloi inka, komi eloi by itself is not machlokes. But the first question definitely says it is machlokes, so then we have to say it's a machlokes. So he says, according to the Hebrew, there is a machlokes. There is a machlokes, and the paskins like the second Moshe. Anyway, they are four shittes. One shitte is